Welcome to the GCSE Further Math Study Guide podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into the world of CERDs. It might sound like a strange word, but mastering CERDs is your key to unlocking full marks on questions that demand precision and exact answers. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover what CERDs are, how to handle them, and exactly what examiners are looking for. We'll start with the core concepts, move on to crucial exam tips and common mistakes, test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz, and then wrap up with a summary. Let's get started. Core concepts. So, what exactly is a CERD? A CERD is simply the root of a number that cannot be simplified into a whole number. Think of Shugu 2 or Rugu 3, these are irrational numbers. And in further maths, we leave them in this exact form, rather than rounding them as a decimal. This is a non-negotiable skill. First, let's talk about simplifying. Examiners love to test this. To simplify a CERD, like Scroque quotient, you need to find the largest perfect square that is a factor. The square numbers are 4, 9, 16, 25, and so on. For square OK, so the largest square factor is 16. So we rewrite Shazut 48 as square root Ju is 16, 23. Because the square root of 16 is 4, this simplifies to 4 squared through 33. Getting this right often bags you an independent B1 mark, even if you make a mistake later. Next up are the four operations. Adding and subtracting CERDs is like collecting like terms in algebra. You can only combine CERDs that have the same number inside the root. For example, 7 trigonometric 5 plus 2 trigonometric 5 is 9 to the 5, but you cannot simplify 7 trigonometric 5 plus 2 trigonometric 3. Always simplify your CERDs before you try to add or subtract them. Multiplying is more straightforward. O times squirt G B equals G U A B. So, GO3 times TU 1, GO3 PA times TU equals GU go O 5 dot GU 15. When you multiply a CERD by itself, like GO TU 7 times TRGA 7, you just get the number inside. 7. This is crucial. When expanding brackets, like 3 plus SCRGA 2, 5 dot GO 2, use the FOIL method. First, outer, inner, last. For a show that question, you must write out all four terms from the expansion to get full credit. In this case, it would be 15, 3 scroot, 2, plus 5 dot geo 2 must asserts, which simplifies to 13 plus 2 hutcher brut 2. Finally, the big one, rationalizing the denominator. If you have a fraction with a cert on the bottom, like 8, it was a 2, you simply multiply the top and bottom by huscrup 2 to get 8 frup 2 over 2, which simplifies to 4 scrup 2. But for a denominator like a plus b root, for example, 4s are point second through the 3, you must use the conjugate. The conjugate is the same expression, but with the sign flipped. So for 2 plus 3 to the 3, the conjugate is 2 mod of 3 to 3. You multiply the numerator and the denominator by this conjugate. This is a key step that will earn you an M1 method mark. The magic is that the denominator becomes a difference of two squares, which always results in a rational number. Here, 2 plus 3 mod of 3 becomes 2 squared minus root of 3 squared, which is 4 minus 3 is equal to 1. So the answer is just 4 root of 3 or 8 4 root of 3. A final fully simplified answer in the correct form gets you the A1 accuracy mark. Exam tips and common mistakes. Now for some examiner insights. A very common and costly mistake is squaring brackets incorrectly. For example, 3 plus chagra 2c squared is not 9 plus 2. You must expand it properly as 3 plus chagra 2c squared are 2, 3 plus chagra 2, which gives 11 plus 6 chagra 2, 2. Another classic error is with fractions. If you have 4 plus 2 that the don 6 a, street that the don 6 a is ordered at 2, you must divide both terms on the numerator by 2, giving 2 plus chagra 2 ordered at 2, not 2 plus 2 that the dots 2. And please never ever write that chagra to the 16 plus 9 is the same as 4 plus 3. It isn't. It's chagra to 25, which is 5. Most importantly, if a question asks for an exact answer or to show that, using a calculator decimal at any stage will score you 0 marks for method. Keep everything in CERD form. Here are my top exam tips. First, for show that questions, always work forwards from the starting expression. Never try to work backwards from the answer. Second, in geometry problems involving Pythagoras or trigonometry, keep all your intermediate steps in exact CERD form to avoid rounding errors. Finally, always simplify CERDs like chagrat 75 to 5 to 3 at the end of a question. It makes everything that follows so much easier. Quickfire recall quiz. All right, time for a quickfire quiz to see what you've remembered. I'll pause briefly after each question. 1. What is the conjugate of 7 brew but 4? You ask, you love when it brews. 7 plus 4 but 5. 2. Simplify circa 75. Answer, 5 gr 3, 3. What is, huo 5 suis, 0 5? Answer, 5, 4. True or false? 3 over 2 plus 2 of u the 3 simplifies to 5, he over u at root 5? Answer, false, you cannot add them. 5. What's the first step to rationalize the fraction 4 divided by 2 plus square root 3 through 3? Answer, multiply the numerator and denominator by the conjugate, 2 b u e root 3. Summary and sign off. How did you do? Don't worry if you didn't get them all right away, that's what practice is for. Today we've covered the essential skills for handling surds, how to simplify them by finding square factors, how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide them, and how to rationalize the denominator using the conjugate. Remember, surds are all about maintaining mathematical accuracy. Examiners use them to test your algebraic rigor and your ability to work without a calculator. Keep practicing, and you'll find those marks are well within your grasp. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision!